Galatians 6 and 8. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. The concept of sowing seeds is foreign to most of us in our modern society. We live in a society of consumers. We eat what others produce and grow. The farmers, ranchers, fishermen, and others like them are the producers. They work to provide food to the marketplace. In fact, if I were to walk in a field with a farmer, I am not sure I could tell the difference between collard greens and an oversized weed. However, when Paul wrote this book, the society was still heavily agricultural. Thus, the metaphor of sowing that he used was clear and vivid. Sowing, in this context, reflects the things in our lives which we water and nourish. Since it is difficult to grow anything in the dark, we cannot grow spiritually if we never open our Bible to study His Word and let the sun come in. In short, we reap what we sow. This series will focus on how sowing our time, talent, and treasure are related to our spiritual growth. As a framework for our discussion, I would like to expound on the metaphor Paul used in our key scripture. Have you ever bought any seeds at the store to plant? What you will find is that the back of most seed packets contain the planting instructions for that specific type of seed. The instructions are parallel to the spiritualized list below. Number one, identify the location to sow. Number two, understand the timing of when to sow. Number three, prepare the area to be sown. Number four, plant the seed or sow. Number five, care and nurture the area sown. And number six, harvest and reap what has been sown. Today, let's look at part one, identify the location. God wants us to sow our seeds. He desires a free will gift of our time, talent, and treasure to honor Him. As we grow and learn to accept our heavenly appointments, God will point out the location He wants us to sow and the specific seed He wants sown. Whether God wants us to sow our time by making ourselves available to reach out and touch someone's life, or if He wants us to share a special talent, or simply just to give our money to support a special need He has pointed out, we should be prepared to sow the seed God has placed on our hearts at the location God has anointed and appointed. The great pastor and preacher Charles Spurgeon during the mid-1800s wrote, "The church must not only keep this seed in the storehouse." He noted that the church should send the sowers out into the community to share the precious seed. If we keep it in the storehouse, we are consumers. We need to plant and sow because we are called to be producers. One illustration of a producer occurred during Thanksgiving weekend of 2012, when a New York police officer, Larry DePrimo, planted a seed. Now, we do not know if he was a Christian, but he does support the point of offering our time, talent, or treasure at the appointed location. For him, it was when he saw a homeless man with no shoes in the cold. He opened his heart and his wallet to buy the homeless man a pair of boots and socks. While the officer's mission is to protect and serve, it did not call for him to sacrifice. Yet, he did. He planted a seed that blossomed into widespread support from others. Our lesson is that as a Christian, we should be aware that our role is to be a producer and not just a consumer. We are to plant the seed where God directs us. We should be sowing what God has given us on any day of the week that He anoints and appoints. Thank you. May God keep and bless you this week.